2 Samuel chapter 13, verse number 1, tells us about the story of Amnon and Tamar. These were children of King David. And it would appear that Amnon is what many would refer to as being lovesick. He has this thing for Tamar. And I talked about yesterday about a fantasy. He was just fantasizing about this whole thing. And he got to the point to where it was showing by other people. People can tell that there's something wrong with Amnon. He's not acting right. He seems awfully distant and kind of strange. But you see, I'm kind of suspicious of this thing that we call love, and especially a lot of times young love, because so often it's really not, quote, love, and it really is lust. But the thing about it is that it's hard to know sometimes, because truly, do we really know what love is? Now, everybody says, well, read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I said, yeah, that's a wonderful passage of Scripture, and it gives us the end game of love, but it doesn't really tell us what love is. Now, Pastor Jack King has written a book, and in one of the chapters in the book, I talk about love. And I draw the conclusion that love is really choice. Now, I know you heard that and you go, what? If you read my book, you might understand. But you see, love is often described by those who are writing about it, maybe making a movie about it. It's all based upon emotion. The problem with emotion, it's hard to change one's emotion. But yet, sometimes that which we would call love, when things go sour, it's amazing how it can just change because it's an emotion. I tell couples when I'm doing marriage counseling, I say the stronger emotion is commitment. Commitment. And you see, that's a choice. A choice, I choose to commit myself to this person that I'm saying these vows as I stand before God. So that I will love and I will cherish you and I will protect you and I will honor you and I will stand by your side for a lifetime. That's a commitment. That's why so many young people, and not just young people these days, they don't bother with the marriage vows because they don't want to make the commitment of a lifetime of living together, raising children together, sharing responsibilities together. No, they don't want to have any part of that, you see. And that's why I'm suspicious. And even in the story that we're going to tell you about this week about Amnon and Tamar, you'll see how this, quote, love lasted when the hard time came. It's Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.